Joining us now will be Buffalo head coach Jeff Quinn. Do we have coach on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Great. We'll let you go ahead and open and talk about the 35-7 win over Stony Brook and touch upon your preparations for a road contest in the conference at Ball State.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a solid team victory for our program and versus another SUNY school in the state of New York in Stony Brook. I was proud of the way our coaches, our players prepared and responded, you know, after our first game against Pitt. We had a great crowd, seventh largest in UB history, and it was a great atmosphere. Couldn't have scripted it any better. It was a great kickoff return that set up, you know, our first play from line of scrimmage, resulting in a 57-yard touchdown play, and we were 19 seconds in the game, and it was 7-0. You know, we saw a lot of explosive plays in our run game, and I felt really good about the way our defense, you know, hung in there all four quarters and holding them to only 7 points when a week ago, you know, they had UTEP down majority of the game. And so we had a solid day and very productive. Khalil Mack defensively was named National Linebacker of the Week by the College Football Performance Awards. And as we get ready for Ball State, all you got to say is that they got a big win against a Big Ten program first week, and they played a top 25 team in South Florida. And we know they're well coached, and it's going to be a great challenge to be on the road for the first MAC game of the season.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Jeff, as you head into conference play and having two games under your belt already, certainly Brandon Oliver has done a fine job in the backfield and providing a running game. But when you add that to the mix with having a senior quarterback with Chaz Anderson, talk about those two components with having a senior quarterback and having an effective running game.
Well, it's just brought a lot of confidence to our offensive unit. You know, Chaz is, you know, he commands the offense very well. He's a hard worker. You know, he studies the game. He prepares very hard for what he's expected to do and perform on that field. And, you know, anytime there's, you know, anything that needs to be said to the unit, you know, Chaz is stepping up. And then you just look at Bo's effort, you know, his relentless effort, you know, every single play, not just when he's got the ball in his hands, but the way he blocks, the way he hustles, he's just, you know, it's just a pleasure to coach, and he's inspired our entire offense. And our offensive line has done a great job so far. But, you know, we've got a long way to go, and, you know, certainly nothing more important than us to get ready for this great game against Ball State Saturday.
Christine, do we have any questions for Coach Quinn?
Your first question comes from the line of Tom Gaffney with Akron Beacon Journal.
Coach, you just talked a little bit about Anderson, and he's an Ohio kid, and of course Cincinnati and everything. How did that transfer come about? I'm just curious about that.
Well, Chaz was looking to make a move. He had one season left of competition, and the rules by NCAA standards is if you have your bachelor's degree and you have another year of eligibility and you want to transfer, typically you lose a year by transferring a Division I school to another. But he had his degree, and he was looking for an opportunity. And so when he made that phone call, you know, it was just a great opportunity for him. And I had previous relationship with him by coaching him at Cincinnati, you know, but we had not conversed since I've been at Buffalo. So, you know, called the clear blue sky, and, you know, couldn't have been more proud to have him. He's a fine young man, and he just brings a lot to our football team. And I think he wanted an opportunity to lead a Division I-A program as the starting quarterback.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Evan Meyer with MAC Report Online.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Evan.
Coach, can you talk? Tom asked about Chaz. I'll ask about Khalil. How much has he meant on the defensive side of the ball for you guys?
Well, you know, he's just had a tremendous two games, and we expect him just to continue building on that. But you look at his performance over the last two games, 13 tackles, 6 quarterback hurries, 6 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and even got an interception Saturday. But, you know, it's just his relentless effort on that field and his true spirit of what we expect as a UB Bull. And, you know, he's going to be a force, and he was recognized, you know, this past week as the National Linebacker of the Week, given out by the College Football Performance Award. So, you know, people are recognizing his quality of talent and his ability to make plays and be productive on the defensive side of the ball.
How do you prepare for a team like Ball State? Coach Lembo's first year, yes, they've had two games already against Indiana, against the USF. As you've seen them, what are your thoughts on these new-look Cardinals?
Very well coached. You know, Coach Lembo's a very good coach, and you look at his background, and he's had success everywhere he's been. So, you know their kids are playing hard on film. They've played two outstanding football teams, and, you talk about first game as a first-time head coach at a school, and then you beat a Big Ten program. That's a tremendous lift and a boost, that's enough said. If you can get that kind of win in your program, and it just demonstrates the quality of football being played in the Mid-American Conference. It's a wide open, league, but you look at Toledo and Northern Illinois and Central Michigan and, Ball State winning game one on the road at, against Indiana. It's just, there's a lot of good football and a lot of good coaches, so, we got to do our part in terms of getting ready.
Thank you, Coach. All the best.
Thank you.
Well, Jeff, at this point, I'll let you get back to your preparations for Ball State this Saturday. Again, congratulations on your victory, and good luck this Saturday in Muncie.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.